€240 every year. That's the average amount that Irish households will have to pay in water charges from October. But it's the revelation of that figure in the media that has caused what has been described by some as a major disagreement between Labour and Fine Gael, with the Labour Party said to be annoyed that Fine Gael has tried to railroad the details through. Now, Labour Minister for Housing, Jan O'Sullivan, is with us in the studio. We will be talking about a new housing project, Minister, that you're launching today. We'll come to that shortly. But first, this news story that is dominating the headlines this morning. What's the issue here between Labour and Fine Gael? Because we know, we all knew about water charges, that they were coming. So what's the problem?
Yes, we all knew water charges were coming. They were part of the Troika agreement. We basically got the memo late, just before the cabinet meeting the night before. And it's important that we make the right decision on this, that we have as much information as possible, and that there, the time that's necessary is given in relation to the issue. Now, there is a question of average amounts that households will pay. There is the issue of how much the state can put in, and that's limited. €537 million is as much as the state can put in on under Eurostat rules. But I mean, for the average household, for any household out there, there is no average household. So having a figure of 240 euros per year, you know, that doesn't say what you or I will pay. And you've got very different households out there. So there are issues around ability to pay. There's an issue around the fact that probably about a quarter will be metered at the point where the bills will be going out. So we need to address the issue of households that are very different, that want to conserve water and will do, I think, in time to come. I think, in fact, that we will have the kind of reaction we had where other changes were made, like plastic bags, for example, you know, where people will alter their usage. But without a meter and with very different sizes of houses and types of households, we need the time to make these decisions so that people know as much as they possibly can know about the charges that will apply to them.
Just to be clear, because Fia Kelly was here in the first hour from the Irish Times, and he said that there is broad agreement on the charges between the parties. Now, you seem to be saying this morning that that's not the case.
There is an understanding of the limitations within which we can make a decision. So we know how much the state can put in, and we know that because of the number of households that we know roughly what the average therefore will be. So that is information that is objectively available to the government. But the government has to make a decision in relation to the complexity of households that are out there, in relation to the difficulties that some households will have for paying any extra amount out of their household income. So we were particularly concerned about low-income households who are already, you know, having to manage their money very, very carefully, and for whom an average figure is really not much use. I mean, if you're told the average is something, that doesn't mean that that is what you have to put into your budget.
So would you prefer to see some households paying way over that 240 because they can well afford it, and some households paying little or nothing because they can't afford it?
Well, we have to take account, for example, of households with children who have extra demand. We have to take account of households where there is a particular illness that requires use of water. We have to take account of people who live on their own. And, you know, the person in a very small terraced house as opposed to the person in a very big terraced house. So all of these issues have to be very carefully teased out, because for people listening to us this morning, they want to know what they, you know, are going to have to provide for in their household, not what the average person in the country is going to have
but
to pay.
But that's what An Taoiseach was trying to do, give people a bit of certainty and say, look, the average you're going to be paying from October is €240. He promised to deliver that figure before Easter, and that's what he's done.
Well, an average is an average. It's not the whole of the picture. And we feel that it's our responsibility as ministers in government, and I sit at the cabinet, though I'm not a full cabinet minister, but we have to make these decisions on the basis of full information, of time to consider them. We literally got that, you know, without time to read it. So we're determined that we will make the right decision, that we won't rush into a decision that doesn't take full account of all of the different elements of this.
But now you're in a situation where this isn't going to be finalised for another 2 weeks or so, we're told, until the 30th of April. That means it really does become an election issue where you could have put it to bed this week.
Well, look, I mean, this isn't about elections. This is about making a big decision for the Irish people. We've had a lot of very difficult decisions to make as government in the last 3 years. We've made them, but we've made them carefully. We've made them weighing up all of the various elements of them, and we're going to do the same with this particular issue.
How big an issue is this between the parties? Because some are saying that ministers aren't speaking to each other from other sides, that advisers aren't speaking to each other, that it's a major problem.
Well, first of all, people are not speaking to each other. People are speaking to each other. That's the way in which we've done business in this government, and we'll continue to do business in that way. But we are two different parties. We come to certain issues with very different perspectives, but we reach decisions on the basis of agreement, and we will do that on this issue.
Now,
as well.
You're announcing today that almost 1,000 homes will be provided through a scheme to bring back into use long-term vacant mm-hmm. local authority units. How much will this cost, and who will get the those homes?
It'll be €15 million, which was allocated by Minister Brendan Howlin in the budget. We have worked closely with local authorities, and we've now identified that there will be 952 units of accommodation this year, which have been vacant for a considerable amount of time right around the country. So these will be homes for 952 families around the country.
Only 7 in Cavan, only 12 in Carlow, only 1 in Dunleary Rathdown. Mm-hmm. Where are the bulk of them going?
Most of them are Dublin City, Cork City, Fingal would be the three biggest. Where there is the greatest need are the areas where we have concentrated, where the housing waiting lists are biggest. Now, Dunleary Rathdown is a particular case, and they have managed their housing stock in such a way that they have told us that they only need money for one unit. But one of the things that I want to do is to get best practice in all local authorities. It's not acceptable that houses are left empty when we have so many people looking for homes. So I'm going to meet with the directors of service for housing in all of the local authorities in the near future, because I want to make sure that houses are turned around more quickly. I don't believe that we should have so many empty houses when we have such a demand for housing.
OK, Minister, and that launch is happening today at lunchtime.
That's right.
Minister for Housing, Janice Sullivan, thank you for joining us in the studio.